The reading is taken from John chapter 12, verses 20 to 36. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew, then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will be my servant also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came from heaven, "I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again." The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, "An angel has spoken to him." Jesus answered, "This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light." After Jesus said this, he departed and hid from them.
For this reason, for the sake of the poor and the forgotten, I come to this hour. For the sake of mothers who have lost their children and orphans who have lost their mothers. For the sake of those whose voices have been ignored and those who were never given a voice. For the sake of the bound up, the hungry, the thirsty, the imprisoned, the naked, the stranger, the sick. For the sake of the seeds that fell on stony ground, among the thistles on the hard pathway, and became food for the birds. For the sake of the poor in spirit, the mourners, the meek, the hungry, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the merciful, the poor in heart, the peacemakers, those who are persecuted for my name's sake. For the sake of Mary and Joanna, Elizabeth and Jairus' daughter and the woman who was bleeding, for Martha and Mary, for the sake of Peter and John and Andrew and James, for the sake of the church and the world and you, for your sake. And should I say, save me from this hour? No. It's for this reason that I've come to this hour. Let's join in prayer. God of light, we gather here this evening, not altogether convinced that darkness is a thing of the past. Many people in this world of ours feel their world is one of darkness and gloom. Pressures crowd in upon us and the weight's unbearable and it gets us down. The causes are varied. Bereavement, illness, worries about our family, our friends, issues at work, addiction, doubt, weariness, futility and frustration. For those weighed down by such burdens, may we be the light to them, O God, through our words, sincere and encouraging, through our smiles, warm and loving, through our presence as we walk beside them. We pray for those whose hopes have been dashed, their plans laid waste, their dreams destroyed, God, rekindle their faith in the future. We pray for those who have been let down, wounded by loved ones, betrayed by those in whom they placed their trust and opened their heart to. God, save them from cynicism and bitterness. As demands are greater and the pressures of life increase, we think of those who are wrestling with the darkness of depression. For those for whom life seems empty and the future dark. Show them light at the end of the tunnel, Lord of love. We pray for those that we know who are unwell, affected by disease, suffering from terminal illness, who've been given the news that they dreaded. In the quiet, we bring all of those known to us before you and your throne of grace. God, may they know your love and presence as they face the days ahead and look to the future. We remember those who grieve the loss of a loved one, those who are coming to terms with personal tragedy. God, lift the darkness for them. Remove the weight they feel holding them down, that they might be cradled in your everlasting love. There's a great darkness hovering over our fragile world through war and poverty, climate change and disease, capitalism, unfair trade. May we seek to bring light and be a voice for the weak by fighting the cause of the poor and the marginalised, by sharing your message of love with all that we meet. Loving God, hold on to all who walk through the dark valleys. Reach out to them, grant them the knowledge that you are with them. Grant them the knowledge that you are with them, sharing their pain and moved by their sorrow. Offer them the consolation that you alone can give. Assure them that those who mourn will be comforted and those who weep will laugh. All these prayers, spoken and unspoken, we bring in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Plant in us, Lord Jesus, the seed of your love. May we go from this night as the children of your light and make known your grace in this and every place, today and always. Amen.